To be honest, I mean, I'm very disappointed with that because, personally speaking, I have not witnessed any member coming in with alcohol consumed. It certainly was not evident, Greg. And those comments were made, may have been made in a flippant way or in a throwaway remark, but it has implications for 28 members other than the person who has made the allegation.
That being said, repeating those remarks publicly in the press 2 days later would indicate that they are not flippant or weren't made in the spur of the moment. So do you believe some clarity needs to be established here?
Absolutely. I mean, there's 28 other members in Donegal County Council, and I think the council should retract his comments or at least name the members, because this is implicating everybody, and that's very, very unfair, because those people go in there to do a day's work and they work hard, and I think it's very unfair for anybody to insinuate that they have come into the chamber to do their business while being intoxicated or having consumed alcohol.
Speaking generally, there are comments being made out there that incidents such as these are bringing the council into disrepute, if you like, that are blackening the name of the council in the public's eye. Generally speaking, do you think the council needs to have a look at the way it's doing its business?
Well, look, politics is a bad name at the best of times, and what we're trying to do, or what I'm trying to do as chair of Donegal County Council, is to try and make a more effective and efficient place to do our business in the council chamber. That has been pretty very difficult for me. I am doing it to the best of my ability. It hasn't been working out the way I want it. I'm going to have to seriously have a look at this, Greg, and see if there's any other way we can conduct our business. As you know, there's standing orders in place to help the mayor to conduct the council business. If members have problems with the standing orders, they should change that. I'm only doing my job as laid down by the regulations under the Local Government Act and the standing orders the council themselves have passed under resolution. And I mean, that chance was there at the beginning of my term for people to look at the standing orders. If they did not agree with them, they should have changed them then.